Okay, the nights have been chilly, and a lot of you may be losing a lot of heat out of your homes because you don't have the proper wherewithal about weather stripping and this and that, or you don't have enough duct tape. Duct tape fixes everything. Rich Reynolds here with the Handyman Network is here with tips we can do right now to cut down on costs. Rich, let's start with the filters. What do we do with these?
Well, you know, in the last couple of weeks, it's starting to get really cold.
Yeah.
And so it's a great time right now to change out the filters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to do this at least twice a season,
right,
you know, in the summer and the winter. And this filter I got right here is a really inexpensive filter that isn't really good. If you are going to buy a filter, get a quality pleated filter,
okay,
something that's got some substance, helps with allergies and all that good stuff.
Okay, so should we avoid anything that's blue?
Well, I don't want to slam them that bad.
No, I mean, you're not mentioning a particular company, but is it this type of fiber is much different than this? This has got the solid wire in it, correct?
Exactly.
So is that what we're looking for, solid wire? Yeah. Does that make a difference?
We're looking for a filter that's going to trap the dust
and
the dirt that comes through the system.
All right.
This doesn't do it very well.
Okay, what do you have here?
Over here, we've got some weather stripping.
Mm-hmm.
You can lose a lot of heat through your doors and windows.
All right.
This stuff is $2, $3 at your local hardware store.
Mm-hmm.
Real simple to put on. It's just a peel and stick. It goes on the door jamb.
Okay.
You know, your door closes.
Sure.
It comes in different thicknesses, and all you do is just peel and just stick it right on.
Good idea.
It can save you a lot of money during the winter.
We talk quickly about at night in terms of what temperature to save money. I know I mentioned 68, but you keep it even cooler in your house at night.
You know, heat and cooling is really a comfort factor. I'm about 70 during the day is where I keep my house, 70, 72. At night, I shut it down to about 60.
Okay.
And that's a comfort factor that my family can live with.
Does it ever heat ever kick on when you set it to 60? It does. Okay.
Well, in fact, it was 35, 36 last week. It kicked
Sounds
on.
Good. What do we have here?
These are just similar. They go behind a wall switch or a plug. Help stop the draft.
Oh, inside. All right. Show our cameraman that.
Yeah.
Okay. And that just sticks onto the back.
Sticks on, goes right on, and it stops the draft through the wall.
Never seen one
really
of those.
Easy.
Okay. You've got some tips on caulking.
Caulking's really good. This is more of an exterior type tip. And if you have a wood product, a wood siding house, you need to use caulking around the trim.
Okay.
The tip with caulking, use a wet rag.
All right.
Get your finger wet. Apply it. It works great.
Won't stick to your finger.
Okay.
What do we have here with this
This is just a garbage bag that you get. You want to put these over your roof vents, the turbo vents.
Okay.
Tape them up.
All
really
right.
Great
Seen
idea.
Seen that before. And what's with the alarm?
Well, lastly, you know, again, like with the filters, you want to change them out. Being the holiday season, with the smoke alarms, we've got to change the batteries out. People
Good
are putting
idea.
Up Christmas trees,
right?
Fires. You want to change the batteries
every
out.
6 months, usually on the battery with smoke alarms.
Yeah.
But now with the holiday season,
you know, people put those things off 4 times a year with your air filters. I would go at least once a year with your batteries. Being the holiday season, good time to remember and get it done.
All right. Rich Reynolds with the Handyman Network. Rich, thank you for coming by today.
Hey, thanks
All
for
good tips.
Me.
I think we picked up a couple of good ones here this afternoon.